Amen. We're going into the 9th chapter of Mark. We're going to look at the 17th through the 24th verses. And we're also going to look at Mark 15th, as Sister Jalen read in our hearing, the 15th through the 1st through the 5th verses. Amen. Mark 9th chapter, beginning at the 17th verse. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come on, God. Come on. Out of the crowd, one man answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you. He has a spirit that makes him unable to speak. Wherever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples, teacher, to drive it out, but they couldn't." And the teacher, Jesus Christ, replied to them, "Yeah, you unbelieving generation," talking to his disciples now, "how long will I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring him, the boy with the spirit, bring him what? To me." So they brought him to Christ. When the spirit, hey, didn't say the boy, when the spirit saw him, it immediately convulsed the boy. He fell to the ground and rolled around foaming at the mouth. At the name of Jesus, demons tremble. The 21st verse says, "How long has this been happening to him?" Jesus asked his father. And the father responded, "From childhood," he said, "and many times it has thrown him into the fire or water to destroy him." And the man continued to talk, and he said, "But if you, teacher, can do anything, have compassion on us, me and my son, and help us." Then Jesus said to him, "If you can," yeah, ask the question, "everything is possible to the one who," what? "Believes." Immediately, that 24th and final verse for our hearing, the father of the boy cried out, "I do believe. Help my," what? "Unbelief." Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. "Help my unbelief." Let me just remind you of one of the scriptures Sister Jalen read in our hearing. Amen. In Mark 15th, that third verse. Amen. Mark 15, that third verse says this, "And the chief priests began to accuse him," Jesus Christ, the teacher, Savior. They began to accuse him of many things. The word of God for the people of God. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. They began to accuse him of many things. Amen. Amen. If you need a topic this morning, he did it. And I believe he did. Amen. He did it, what? And I believe he did. Y'all might as well go with me because I'm going this morning. Amen. He did it, guess what? And I believe he did. Oh, my gosh. The man said, "My son, this thing keeps jumping on him, causing him to convulse," amen, "and causing him," amen, "to roll around on the ground." Y'all ever seen anybody have a seizure? That's convulsions. Amen. Many of our children probably haven't seen that, but they totally lose control of everything in their body, and nothing can stop them until it's what? Over. Many times in his life, it said that this had happened to him. So bad, so much, the man knew it was nothing but a spirit, amen. He said, "It's a spirit in my child." Said, "Sometimes I try to throw him in the fire. Sometimes they try to throw him in the water. Want to put him in the fire and burn him up and get rid of him. Want to put him in the water and drown him and get rid of him. Oh, my God." But he said, if you can, help us, please. Christ looked at him and asked him a question. If you can. It was almost as Christ mocked him. If you can. What you mean, if I can? He said, if you only what? Believe. Thank you, God. Oh, God, I done got ahead of myself. Come on, Jesus, work this thing. Amen, amen. He said, if he said, if you can, and Christ said, if, what you mean, if I can? Didn't you just come to me? See, we go to God with things. Didn't you bring this thing to me? Didn't you talk about, well, God, he might can do it. You came to me. So there was something in you that brought you to me because you had already heard what? He did it. And and I believe he did. See, this man had to have some notion of who Christ was. He had to have some notion of the power of Jesus Christ. And he was already thinking, if he come this way, my Lord. But then he told on the disciples when Christ got there. But let me tell you, we can be disciples of God. Amen? There is no man walking the earth who has more power than Jesus Christ had. Amen? So pastors and preachers, let me just say to you, teachers and preachers, amen, prayer warriors, amen, prophetess and prophesiers, amen, bishops and oh my God, and priests, amen, even the Pope, let me say this to you. There has to be a notion of who you are. Somebody has to know you for what you are. This man already knew. Even though he went to those who he knew hung out with Jesus, he said he believed because they with him, they must have the power to do it, amen? But they weren't able to do it. And so when Christ came, amen, that's how we do on our job. We tell on somebody, amen? That's how we do in the house, amen? You know he did that. Donald did that. Donald did that. Donald couldn't do this, couldn't get it done. So when the teacher, he said, teacher, wonder why I called him teacher. That means he had to have known. He either had heard of Christ being a teacher, or he had been in the midst when Christ was teaching, amen? He said teacher, but he knew him to be a teacher. But also he knew him to have some power. He said, I asked your disciples to cast this thing out of my son. They couldn't do it. So what had happened was the disciples brought some doubt to who Jesus was. Amen? You better not bring doubt to who God is. Amen. They brought some doubt to who Jesus was. Because this man said, if you can... They couldn't do it, but if you can, Christ didn't say anything else to that man right then. He says to his disciples, how long am I going to have to put up with y'all? You see, we're going to talk about Jesus, the man, amen? How long I got to put up with the fact that I've shown y'all what to do? I've taught y'all, and I've trusted y'all with the power that I've placed in you. Come on, Rhema. I trust you with the power I placed in you, but you keep acting like you really don't understand. You got to stand on the word and the power of God. Amen? How long I got to put up with y'all? Because of your unbelief, that's why that spirit didn't move. You didn't believe that I gave you enough power to tell that spirit to get out of that child. He said, bring him on to me. Amen. Just let me do it. Amen. Y'all know how your parents have given you a chore and it's not done right. Amen. You know what? What's what the folks used to say? That's all right. I'll just do it what? Myself. Christ said, just bring him to me. But this is the thing. You see, Christ was so powerful. And the power of God can be so powerful in us, let me tell you, that the word of God tells us to know a spirit, what? By the spirit, to try a spirit by the spirit. Let me tell you something. That spirit recognized who Jesus was. See, this thing called spiritual warfare, it's nothing but God versus Satan. It's not us versus Satan. It's not us versus God. It's God versus Satan. So Satan tries to manipulate our bodies that we live in. Amen? He tries to infest. Our temple is our holding place. So he tries to infest this thing with all kind of spirits and foolishness. Amen? So that we get off our game and we forget that we worship the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob, the God of Josie, the God of Bernita, amen? Amen, he's our God. Oh, God, come on, bring me, slow me down. I'm going to be out in a minute, y'all. Oh, God. So the man told him, he said, from childhood, this thing has happened many times, but let me tell you, Christ said, bring him to me. And as they brought that spirit, you see, they weren't just bringing that child. Come here, Donald, get up. See, it's right there. So as they brought that child, bring me that child. As they brought the child that had the spirit, that stopped. That thing stopped all of a sudden because it recognized who Jesus was. And it began to try to convulse. The convulsions, amen, let me get up out of here, amen. That thing was trying to get up out of there because y'all taking me. It wanted to retreat and what? Run. You taking me to the fire for real to get burned. Not the boy, but the spirit that lived therein. Amen? Come on, God. Thank you, Jesus. Slow down, slow down. Ooh-wee. This right here, good, God. This is good to me. So when Jesus, thank you, Lord, said, bring the boy to me, and the father asked, oh, God, can you help us? And Christ responded, everything is possible to the one who what? Believes. Amen? And immediately, as soon as he got that confirmation from God, see, when we get that confirmation, God gonna keep me here. When we get that confirmation from God, we need to move right then. We hesitate. I've done it. I can't tell you probably 100 to 1,000 times. When God gives us the confirmation, when he plants the seed, that it's the time right now for your season, that it's the time right now for you to move to another level, sometimes we hesitate, amen? And then we miss that season. When the season moves, it's too late, amen? When winter comes, fall is already what? Gone. We miss it. So they say the man immediately, guess he said, oh, the disciples done messed me up one time with this. This is my chance right here to save my boy, amen? So it said, he said, he cried out. I do believe, Jesus said, everything is possible to the one who believes. The man say what? I do believe. Amen? He said, help my what? Unbelief. Help my unbelief. Amen? I do believe we can say it, but not necessarily feel it. He said, help my unbelief. Anything in me that's not believing you right now, God, help my unbelief, God. Restore this thing. Build this thing so I can trust you. Amen? Because you know my what? My name. Christ already knew about this boy before he got there. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I'm slowing down. I'm almost. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen. So when the question is asked, who did it? We can say he did it. And I what? I believe he did. Amen. So I can imagine that after this father's son was released, amen, and these demons were out, amen, and he went on, amen. Thank you, God. Can you believe the conversation with his family now who didn't want him coming to their house because this boy might fall out at what? Anytime. So now he can go, amen? And somebody might ask the question, well, how this happened, amen? And the man said, he did it. And I believe he what? He did. Amen, amen. We're going to move over for a moment to the 15th chapter of Mark and just look at that third verse and oh, God. And that third verse, thank you, Lord, in that 15th chapter says this thing right here. And the chief priests began to accuse him of many things. God, I need you to put this together, amen? And the chief priests began to accuse him. Who is him? Jesus, of many things, amen? The things that they were accusing him of, though, they forgot that some of those things that they were accusing him of was what they were supposed to accuse him of, amen? They weren't hurting Christ none, amen? Amen? So as they accuse him of, why is he healing these people? Why is he saying he is the Son of God? He's blaspheming, and they just took everything. They tried to take, you ever been in a situation where people try to take every little thing you say and take it to a different place, amen? And you looking like, that's not what I meant. That's not what I was doing, amen? He did it. And I believe he did, amen. Let me give you this right here, amen. I'm going to ask you the question, have you ever been accused of something that you know you did not do? You know you didn't do it. Now, watch this. I'm not talking about those things that you don't want anybody to know that you did, amen. But something that you really did what? Not do. But you were accused of that thing, amen. How many of y'all been through that in your life? Amen. Not all of us. But guess what? Some of us just don't know we were accused. Amen. There's some things we were accused of, and only God knows, and the person that was accusing us did, amen? See, that's those things they say that the old folks used to pray. He keeps us from danger seen and unseen. God really doesn't let us see all the things that come at us, y'all. He doesn't, because he's protecting us, amen? Thank you, you know our name, God. So he did it, and I believe he did, amen? So sometimes the things that we really did not do and were accused of, some of those things as of today, they still stand as a lie. They're still out there, amen? If some things were said about Jesus as what? Still out there, amen? Thank God they're out there. Some of the things somehow were proven that you didn't do it. There were some things that were proven you didn't do. But does it matter? Because the scar of history is already there. See, history, what's recorded in history, doesn't change. Even when they go back and prove some things, they don't go back in the books and change it, amen? It's still there for somebody to get a hold of, amen, to have an idea of. So all of the things that we are accused of sometimes, they come at us this way and they come at us that way. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Folks will quickly say, she did it, he did it, I'm not surprised. Come on, God. Child, you know that's how she's always been. He act just like his daddy, amen? So sometimes we're accused of some things because of other the folks we know, amen? So let me tell you, Christ, he did it, and I believe he did. He was accused of some things, let me tell you, that because of who he was, amen? He was accused of some things because of who he knew, amen? So let me tell you that sometimes people are going to say, you did it, and guess what? You ought to be able to say, and I sure did, amen? Because there are some things. Christ did it, and we know he did. We know he healed people. Amen? Oh, he around here healing people. Yes, he healed people. He around here calling out demons. Then they tried to say he was able to call the demons because the demons were of him. Amen? He did it, and we know he did. He called them out and cast them out. Amen? Lord Jesus, he did it, and we know he did. Amen? People are looking for anything they can do to discredit the God in you, amen? Elder, people are looking for anything they can do to discredit the God in you. Thank you, Lord, amen? Anything. You can't be you, amen? You can't be Tia. I can't be Josie, amen? Sometimes I got to be Carzadine. And she's something else. People will try to discredit. I had a church member one time say to me, you know, they say you was something in your day. I say, I did it, and I surely did. I surely was. They say you something with something in your day. I say, I surely was. But I'm something else in God's day now. Amen. Some folks look strange when I'm having conversations with them, and I readily share some of what my life was. Amen. Because sometimes you got to share those things to help somebody else. Amen. There's no need in walking around here. I'm not Jesus. Amen. I don't proclaim to be him. Amen. But I'm like Christ now. When sometimes when y'all say it, then what I say, you said it. Y'all know Christ said that thing two crucial times. Did y'all catch that? Did y'all catch that? When Pilate, I'm in that 15th chapter now, when Pilate and those accused him, and Pilate asked him, are you the king of the Jews? Christ answered, you know, Christ answered him and said, you have said it. Whether y'all remember that line before? Amen? When he was betrayed, thank you, God, at the table, amen, one of those same disciples that couldn't cast out that demon, out that boy, one of those, let me tell you something, I can just imagine, God, this is not in the word, but I can imagine, because there's one among us who is not doing what they're supposed to do, they falter and they cause the things around us not to line up with God. I can imagine Judas was in that crowd now. Come on, Jesus. Judas was plotting in his spirit, amen? Oh my, he's too busy plotting in his spirit against Jesus to be able to stand fast and focus and everybody be on one accord and say, demon, be thou removed, amen? Jesus said, how long am I gonna have to put up with y'all? But that same line, that same Judas, amen? Master, is it I? Christ said, you have said it. I like that God. And no need to fuss with these folks. When they talking about you, when they coming, you have said it. You think you're going to be something. You have said it. Yes, God. Because I'm going to be something in who? And God, he did it? What? And I believe he did. So when people are looking for anything that they can to discredit us, we have to remember, even in the four Gospels, it reminds us, it emphasizes some different aspects of the Jewish opposition of Christ at that time, even. Amen. Luke, amen, makes more of Jesus' identification with the people as an issue for the Jewish leaders. Amen. See, the Jewish leaders had a problem with the relationship that Christ had with the common people. Amen. Christ was among the sinners. Amen. If I'm going among the saved, I don't have no work to do. God sent him here for a work to do. Amen? Thank you, God. John makes Jesus more of a unique. He sets up, his book covers more of Jesus' unique status as God. Amen? Well, they had a problem with that. How dare he? But they needed to go back to when Christ was baptized. Amen? In the heavens opened, amen. And God said, this is my what? Beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Well, I don't think Jesus knew anything about ventriloquism back then, amen. That when he went down in the water, he opened up the sky himself and caused that voice to come forth. See, we have to remember that the word of God, these are accounts. This is history. These are accounts of what people recorded and reported, amen. Just like we read the history of Savannah, guess what? This is the history of the world. The world. Like we read the history of the United States, we read the history of Cuba. This is the history of the world. Amen? Thank you, God. We almost there. Y'all learning anything this morning? Okay, I done calmed down a little bit. I can go a little further. Though the accounts by the different gospels have some different focuses of themes and specifics, what we need to remember is the basic outline of all of them in all four accounts is consistent. Amen? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there's not just the names of the books. Amen? They were the men who recorded the history, amen, the historians, amen. As Jesus' reputation as a healer and miracle worker spread, crowds became larger, prompting the elite, amen, those who sat up and looked down. They got attitude with him, amen. They despised Christ because their parties weren't the place to go then, amen. You know, somebody say, party over here, amen, and everybody go over there. Then the person that was doing it all the while over here, you got an attitude, amen. But when Jesus began to come and Jesus began to do some things, the people began to leave from over here and come over here. First of all, we do have itching ears. We have what we call on the highway now looky-loos. We want to see what's going on over there. Come on. Sometimes accidents happen on the highway because you're looking at the accident that already happened on the highway instead of staying focused. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about. So while the looky-loos in the itching ears saying, oh, what they talking about? What's that they saying? See, that thing called gossip had worked back then. Oh, they was, oh, what? Y'all know y'all not telling the truth. I don't believe you. A lot of people went to see because of their unbelief. But when they got there and they saw and they experienced, they were able to say, he did it, what? And I believe he did, amen? So God, let me tell you, thank you, God. The Jewish leaders disliked Christ. They eventually grew to hate him. Have y'all ever been in a situation where you don't know why this person don't like you? Folks just come off to you funny. They look at you real strange. They say some things you going, I don't even know you like that. And you wondering, what in the world did they hear about me? Who do they think I am? Jesus had to ask, Christ said, who do you say that I am? So sometimes when you're being ridiculed or sometimes you feel like folks don't like you, folks don't care for you, folks are talking about you, guess what? What they're saying is probably true. What they're saying may be true or it may not be true, but guess what? God says he knows our name, amen? God might say she did it, and I want God to say, and I believe she did, amen? I believe Christ did it. He came and walked this earth. He did everything, I can't even say humanly possible, everything godly possible to change people's lives. That's what we've got to be able to do, amen, in our daily walk with him. We want folks to say, he did it. She got that man off the corner. She did it. I believe she did. Amen. Oh, God, stop those children from running the streets. She did it, and I believe she did. Amen. Help that brother get up out the street. He did it, and I believe he did. Amen. Thank you, God. Walking around talking about the love of Jesus Christ. She did it, and I believe she did. That's the opportunity to follow after Christ. We used to sing a song back in the Baptist church. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. How many of y'all remember that one? In my heart. And then it goes on to say, Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart, in my heart. Y'all remember that? That's before your time. That's before Tia time. But need to remember, in my heart. I know Brother Trey remember because the church he came up in, they sang everything. Amen. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. So you want people to be able to look at you. Don't worry about whether you think what they're saying is what they should be saying. Just put it like this right here. When they're talking, I did it. I want you to believe I did. But you make sure that it's something that is following after the will of God and who Jesus Christ is. Amen? Amen? Amen. Amen. Y'all stand to your feet and give God a praise. Amen? He did it. I believe he did. He saved me. I believe he did. Amen? He changed me. I believe he did, amen. He supported me. I believe he did, amen. He gave me everything I needed. I believe he did. So you got to put that thing in context of your life. He saved my children, and I believe he did, amen. He's preparing me for the next thing that's coming in my life, and I believe he did, amen. You got to trust God, y'all. Trust God. With no hesitation, trust God. Don't even think about, should I trust God? Just trust God. Trust God. Believe God. A lot of us believe in God, but do we believe God? Amen? Amen. I hope you're still going. Do you believe in God? Do you believe God? See, we believe in God when we come and we give our life to Christ, and we are baptized, and the church takes us in. We say, I believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God, that he walked this earth, he died, he was risen from the dead, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father waiting to come again. But do we believe God? I can believe in you. I believe who you are, but do I believe you? Do I believe what you say? I believe what the Word says about me. If the Word says I'm a sinner if I lie, then I'm a sinner. I believe what the Word of God says about me. It says, if I delight myself in the Lord, I believe that he said he will give me the desires of my heart. See, that thing is twofold. It's a two-edged sword. See, it's made to cut some stuff out of us, but it's also made to put some stuff in us. Amen? I believe what God said before I believe anybody or anything. Believe God. Believe God. Believe only what the word says about you. I am above only. I'm not beneath anybody. That's God's word. Thank you, God, but for your grace. You did it, Christ. We believe you did. You went to the cross to save us. We believe you did. You went through hell on this earth for us, and we believe you did. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. You were beaten for my sin because I'm no good, because I'm rotten to the core, and I believe you did. Thank you, God. Holy Spirit, we thank you this morning for your word, oh God, for your people. We ask you, oh God, to touch us in our spirits right now, God. Help us to meditate on the things that you have said to us today. Even as your word went forth, God, in our spirits, some things we are dealing with, oh God, you were revealing to us. You were reminding us of, God. And we ask you, oh God, to help us, God, to be as the Father of that Son. Say immediately, I believe. I believe, but God help my unbelief. If it's not strong, if it's not where it needs to be, restore it and build it up, God. We bless you in Jesus' name. People of God, say amen. 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 Come on, give him a praise. Yes, thank you, Lord. But for your grace, thank you, Lord.